okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine.
Well, then, are we going to start this? Or are we going
to
sit here?
Do you want me to start it? I'm just waiting for
yes,
you guys.
Yes, that's okay. How we've always
you
done it.
You started them all last year.
That's what I'm saying. So why not do the same dumb stuff this year we did last year? It worked for you last year. You finished 26th out of 170 million in the ESPN contest. Lord knows he reminds me of it every day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Live from the land of bourbon and horses, Lexington, Kentucky, on an 80-degree day. It is Tuesday, August the 8th?
August the 8th, 8-8.
Very good. And a happy birthday wish to Dave Evans, also known as The Edge from U2. Oh. Are you all ready for the opening salvo from the Bottom Line Sports Rockers podcast? This is preseason week number one. Joining me in the ESPN Lexington Studios, Brad Taylor and Beer Man.
No love for Ricky Rocket? It's his birthday.
Hmm. Ricky Rocket. Yeah. Who's Ricky Rocket?
Exactly.
Poison. Drummer.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh. No, he's not the Edge, though.
I mean, he's still busy doing the Unskinny Bop, isn't he?
Yes.
Hey, don't knock a man's hustle. By the way, side hustle. Two words you'll need to know going forward. What's wrong, Dylan? Are you got a problem?
I missed the under. I had you picked under 6 seconds before you brought it up.
Oh well, I could edit this out to make it under.
You held on for 9 seconds.
I'm just going to say this because I'm kind of not supposed to talk about this just yet. But side hustle is your key two words in the month of September. I'm just going to put it to you that way.
Side hustle? Am I saying that right?
Side hustle.
Is that like Nipsey Russell hustle?
No. That's side hustle. You know, kind of like
Pete. What?
Side hustle.
Yeah, what's a hustle?
What's a hustle?
Well, it's spelled like a hustle.
When you go to Europe, you stay in those places.
If you were a two-time...
I think that's a hostel.
If you were a two-time Madison County Spelling Bee champion like I am, then you would understand these things. But to, you know, go beneath myself and sink down to your level, sometimes I have to pronounce words that way.
You know, I had a higher opinion of Madison County, but never mind.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
It's not something to brag about.
Miss Judy still has the savings bonds framed and on the wall. I swear on everything holy. I swear on Miss Julie.
You also got a cash check that you still haven't been able to
get. Well, if you got savings bonds. You need to break that frame open and cash those bad boys in.
All right, let's talk about football. How about that? Who's excited?
I'm excited, but I am more excited that we have sports gambling in the state of Kentucky because this time last year, we were sitting here telling Stivers to suck it at every turn.
Yep.
Screw you, Stivers. Suck it, Stivers. Why did you have to ruin our lives, Stivers?
And here we are.
And now here we are.
A scant 12 months later.
30 days away now, as we record this, from legalized sports gambling.
And losing all kinds of money this year. Holy
but,
man,
but isn't it a better, just a better feeling to know that come September 7th, we'll be able to legally place bets on sports with all kinds of different sports books, and they're going to give us all kinds of these sign-up deals where we can kind of take advantage of it to start out with. Hey, we'll double your initial deposit up to so much.
I'm more excited for the people who are listening right now because they're going to be on the inside. They're going to be on the cutting edge of money-making.
I totally agree with that because I can promise you this. There is no other podcast at Lexington, Kentucky. Or anywhere of the surrounding vicinity.
You probably could have stopped there. There's no other podcast in Lexington, Kentucky.
No, there's a couple more. Here. But we are going to give it to you like nobody else does. You want to pick some winners this weekend? You want to make some money this weekend? By golly, you've come to the right place. And you've come to the right place too, Beer Man. Because as we look at last year's records, I think you might need a little bit of help because last year it didn't go too well for you because I'm just looking at the numbers. I'm not trying to say that you're a bad guy.
What was the over-under on a Beer Man diss, on the first Beer Man
well,
diss of the season?
That was part of the lineup sheet, the prep that I did. One of the was the usual insults and humiliations.
I thought that was in relation to you.
No, you said I look forward to the insults and humiliation.
Right, about so, you.
Oh, well, it's for all of us. We all share in this show.
There's a big give and take when it comes to this room.
I don't know.
You both are taking it this year.
Where are we taking it? That's something we'll find out as the year goes on. So you guys are excited about sports gambling.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You guys,
I'm tired of driving to Indiana.
I'm tired of having offshore accounts.
That too, because
faraway places.
Had I ever been able to cash out, I don't know how I would have cashed that check.
It's tough. The way they send you the money is shady as you know what.
Yeah.
I got a check one time in the mail. It looked like a postcard. I swear. A couple of banks would not take them. That's how it, sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah, this was back years ago from a faraway place, if you know what I mean. But, it's come a long way. Now it's going to be a little bit more legit. So September 7th at the Red Mile, you guys going to be there with me?
Sure.
We're trying to get the ceremonial first bet. Bashir's going to be somewhere like in Louisville.
Stivers should be there as well.
Me and Stivers,
Stivers, holding your hands up, victorious, exactly. United.
So how many locations around Kentucky are there expected to be?
Eight brick and mortar. It's every racetrack. Every horse racetrack is going to have sports betting.
So Red Mile and Keeneland?
Just one in Lexington, just the Red Mile to start. Okay. Just Red Mile to start. Keeneland will probably be an affiliate down the road, but to start, it's just going to be the Red Mile. So that's going to be where, it's all happening right down the road here at the Red Mile come September 7th. So
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
And the websites, FanDuel, DraftKings, all of that will be.
Caesars is already with the Red Mile. Mm. So they haven't finalized all three of them yet. But Caesars is already there. I would expect FanDuel and DraftKings and BetMGM to be some kind of two out of three for them. But they're already at, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be something I've looked forward to for a long time. So,
but the one thing that overrides all of this conversation about the gambling is we're back here for the one thing, which is the games.
The games.
That's
the one thing we love.
That's the thing that keeps bringing us back. It's not the fact that we could gamble offshore or anywhere else. Driving to Indiana, whatever. I've done this for years without gambling at all.
Yeah.
So,
why?
Can
you, honestly, I'm going to ask you guys, can you guys watch a game without having some kind of action on it? Whether it's
absolutely.
Or like fantasy or to have some kind of fix in the game.
Nope.
I hate to admit how burned out I am on fantasy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I am, I guess, but it's not like it really matters. It's not like I waste a lot of time thinking about it.
Yeah, but people still ask me to commission a couple leagues and I continue to do it.
Well, hand it off, man.
By the way,
if you don't feel the joy.
If I hand it off, I'm bowing out, and I don't think people want that.
By the way, I'm not going to trade you Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, for Jamar Chase, the receiver for the Bengals. I'm tired of your unfair trade requests.
They were both first-round picks.
Man,
Tucker was not a first-round pick in anything.
Well, you didn't make that offer to him, did you?
No, I didn't make any stupid offers.
Right. Oh, there's...
Last year, I think it was a kicker for McCaffrey or something like that.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. Yeah. I remember that. And it's, within every league of guys playing against each other, there's always going to be that one guy that has no consciousness about the move he's offering.
Yes. I do have a quick aside, though.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding behind this computer screen? I can't see your face.
It's beautiful.
I only see your glasses.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best view I've had, but I would like to look at the person that I'm talking to.
Well,
I can see is your bald head.
I can see you.
Okay. If I went like this the whole time.
Can we talk about what we're going to talk about on the podcast?
We're going to talk about the Bengals.
Yeah!
The Bengals and Joe Burrow's injury. Bad news.
What happened to Burrow?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I will ask you guys this. When you saw the injury, the little injury, did you think, oh, here we go. It's Bengals the way we remember the Bengals. Did you guys have that thought?
No, because they haven't been that way for 20 years, really.
I didn't like the fact that he wasn't touched. That genuinely scared me for him. I think Burrow is this generation's Tom Brady, flat out. To me, it's 1 and 1A with Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. I think Burrow is that good.
Yeah. The NFL Network has their top 100 list, their rankings of players. Joe Burrow is sixth. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely disagree.
Disagree. Higher?
Yes.
Yeah. Other than Patrick Mahomes, who is higher?
I don't know who's higher. I just know he finished sixth in their rankings because I think they're – like waiting to reveal the top five later this week or something like that. So they only went up to six.
Which quarterbacks would even be left besides Mahomes?
Mahomes, and I don't know. Who else could be ahead of him?
Justin Herbert?
No.
No, right?
No.
No. Could they say Aaron Rodgers? I see. I don't know the list behind him. All I know is Joe Burrow is six, and then they stopped and said, tune in next time for 1 through 5.
I hate how they
well,
do that.
Well, here's the thing. A quarterback should be number one. A quarterback should be number two. A quarterback should be number three. There is no other player in the NFL that's going to affect the game more than a quarterback. I understand what they're doing.
Who's the first non-quarterback?
I don't know. Who would be?
I mean, it might be looking like at a Justin Jefferson.
Maybe.
Could it be
somebody like that?
Player?
McCaffrey?
Yes, but, well, the thing that scares me about McCaffrey on a regular basis is he just gets hurt.
Injury prone.
Yeah.
But everybody's injury prone. That's just a segment of the game that just is going to happen randomly. It seems like maybe it happens to some players more than others, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
But is that because they're weaker, their training is less? I don't think so. I think it's just the, you know, the hits and the bruises and getting banged around.
If I told you that before the Joe Burrow injury, the Bengals were 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. After the injury, they're still 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. Does that make you feel a little better about how things are going to go for the Bengals?
I think so. I mean,
absolutely.
It's one of those things that if Vegas felt like he was going to be out for an extended period of time, they would have changed that number. But even Vegas feels like, yeah, he's coming back. It's
right. Fine. And that's why I don't think this injury is a big deal, because the desert knows a lot more about this stuff than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So when they know somebody's going to be out for a while, those numbers will change. And if they don't, you know, if they know something, if they knew he was going to be out, Bengals will be sitting 15-1, 20-1 right now.
What are the Bengals? About the fourth choice, fifth choice?
Fourth.
The fifth choice.
Fifth choice.
Right now, the Chiefs, 6-1. The Eagles, plus 650. Buffalo, 8-1. Niners and Bengals, both 9-1. So it's not something where you look at it and say, wow, the Bengals really took a hit because Joe Burrow's going to be out. You're okay. You're okay. So that should make all Bengals fans feel good.
I could almost make a cause for the Bengals to be ahead of all those teams except for Kansas City.
I would agree with that. That's a good point. I don't think the NFC teams, when you look at the Niners, who do we know their quarterback's going to be? We're still not 100% sure if Brock Purdy's going to be playing.
Everything I'm hearing is it's Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy. He was a seventh-round pick. Joe Burrow was a first overall pick for a reason.
How long before we see his Cyndi Lauper true colors, right?
Who, Purdy? Hmm. You know, there's a lot of times where you see a first-year quarterback, they have, what, 8 games before they say defensive coordinators get enough tape on them to kind of figure them out.
Yeah.
And I want to say Purdy probably got 8 to 10 games last year. I think he was scouted over the offseason.
Of course. Well, there's no question about that. And the Trent guy is not, he's not doing that well in camp. From
Trey.
Trey. Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
Couldn't think
of his name. He's not having what I would, he's from what I've heard, he's not having a good camp.
Well, I mean, you still got Sam Darnold there. You got to think one of those
guys.
Darnold
is having a good
camp. One of those guys is going to be gone.
Yeah. That wasn't a coincidence.
No,
they went out and got Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
That was not just a filler up.
One of those guys may not be gone because of what happened in the championship round game.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to keep either one of those guys on the practice squad. Somebody will come and claim them. I don't think you can keep 3 quarterbacks on a roster.
I think you can.
Throughout the whole year. That would be tough.
It is now because of what happened last year in the playoffs. They're going to let you allow to keep
for the entire year?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that changed everything, because when you see Christian McCaffrey running spread options in an NFC championship game, there's something wrong there. So they kind of milked the rules there to change that. But let's get back to the Bengals real quick before.
Yeah. One final note on the Bengals. They are favored in every game on their regular schedule this season.
Are they really?
They are.
I haven't looked at
favored.
That.
Favored, yeah.
Are they not playing? Are they playing Kansas City this
year? They are.
And they're going to be. I'm assuming that game is going to be
that's
here. At
Bengals
Paycor
minus
Stadium.
One. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Speaking of betting on the Bengals, when the lines came out for these preseason games, the Bengals playing the Packers this Friday night in a game you could hear on Classic Rock.
My radio station.
Yes.
The number one rock station in Central Kentucky. That's right, folks. The ratings came out, and we kicked ass.
Woo-hoo.
And Beer Man's show gets more ratings than yours?
Beer Man's show might have more ratings than mine.
Well, that's something for – I do, the beer man.
It's a team effort.
Yeah. Listen to Mr. Cliche over here. Both you guys, honestly, you should be very happy with those ratings.
We are.
So, yeah, I mean –
we are. Thank
why,
you.
Why would you think we weren't?
Well, I'm just – because I sit here and make fun of you all the time, and I cry over my 0.-4 rating, and I say, you know, why am I doing this? And then I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, line for the Bengals and the Packers. 7 o'clock kickoff Friday night on Classic Rock 92.1. Line started with the Packers, 1.5 favorite. Now the Packers, 4.5-point favorites. That's a 3-point line move. Is that all because of Joe Burrow, or do they know something we don't, fellas?
Trevor Siemian?
Trevor Siemian is your starting quarterback for the time being.
Yeah. Are they not going to start Jordan Love in this game at all?
Yes, they are starting Jordan Love.
Okay.
Well, that's a big part of it.
That's a big
part. It's not so much about the Bengals as it is about Jordan Love.
The thing with Green Bay and their skill players, they're young. Mm-hmm. They need this preseason significantly more than a lot of the Bengals
and the
players
Cincinnati
need right now.
Cincinnati traditionally does not give a
hoot.
Hoot.
Yeah, Green Bay, that's the one thing about preseason games. The coaches will tell you what they're going to do in these preseason games. They'll come out and say, we're going to play starters, we're not going to play starters. Packers have already, they've already said, we're going to play our starters. And the Bengals have already said, we're not going to play our starters. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Bengals the last couple years, even the good years, they have not looked well or played hard in the preseason in terms of putting their best guys out there. So the fact that this line moved 3 points, not a total surprise. But I will ask you guys this. Do you plan on maybe putting a few dollars, maybe a little pizza money, on some of these preseason games? Because I remember some people last year thought that I was crazy for doing such an off-the-wall just thing that nobody in their right mind would do. Yet, again, I made a profit last summer. Are you guys going to do anything like that with me this year?
Are you going to bet preseason games?
Are you done?
I am done. I've asked a question. And you don't know.
The thrill is gone, baby. BB King was right. It's preseason. Who cares?
But what if I said I had 3 foolproof systems? 3 Dylan proof systems.
Number
3
1.
3 beer man proof
Number
systems.
One.
Number 1. I know you guys are. I'm going to milk this for all it's worth. Number 1 of my 3 foolproof systems to win in the preseason. Who's got the longest winning streak? I know Beer Man.
Though. Baltimore.
Baltimore. How many have they won in a row?
50.
No, they have not won 50 in a row. 23 in a row, straight up. But how are they doing against the spread? Oh, they're doing very well against the spread. John Harbaugh in his coaching career at Baltimore, 38-16-1 against the spread. That is 70.4%, including 2-1 against the spread last year. Now, am I crazy for taking John Harbaugh in every preseason game? Would that be something you guys might be want to join me with?
Sounds like they're due to lose.
Due. Is that a good handicapping tool, a team being due?
Yes. That's how Dennis bases his entire gambling career.
I will say this. The only league you can use that strategy is the NFL. I can promise you that.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing.
Number two.
No, I got something. If you guys would actually let the people hear a moneymaker instead of rushing me through this. Baltimore started this weekend. They play the Eagles. They were a 3-point favorite. They started. Now they're a 6-point favorite. Why do you think that is? Because if schleps like me know this little trait, everybody else does too. So it might be something like Yogi Berra says, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. That makes sense to you, Beerman?
Absolutely.
That does not. I'm looking at your face. You got a big question mark on it. So, yeah, do you understand what I'm saying, Dylan?
Well, hang on. I'm putting my question mark on my face.
Yes. Well, you tuned me out when I said.
It's time to fade the public.
Yes, it is.
I think you got to take the 6 points in that. Come on now. Let's don't be stupid here.
Well, speaking of stupid, system number 2 in the preseason games. When you see a road underdog of 3 points or less. If you have done that in the last 18 years.
Oh, wait. Should we give listeners time to go grab a notepad and write this stuff down?
Well, they can also rewind. But I'm just saying, underdogs on the road dogs 3 points or less, 54.7%. That is in a sample size of over 500 games.
Wow.
Ooh. 287 up, 238 down. Now, do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, that's just barely better than 50%.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Number three.
You know, the disrespect that I get from you people. Here I am. I put my heart and soul into these systems, and you're looking at your watch like, what time is it? How fast can we get this? Number three. The magic number in totals in the preseason, 37. If you go any total that you see in the desert, 36.5 or less, if you go over on those over the years, you've hit 55.4%. 275 up, 221 down. 36.5 or less, go over. Wait a minute. What if about the number is 37 or more? Oh, I'm glad you asked, Beer Man.
I was going to ask.
When you see a total of 37 or more, if you go under the total, you hit 57.1%, 354 wins, 266 losses.
Oh.
It's only a difference of a half a point.
That's 57.1%. So 37 is the magic number here. You see the total over 30%, go under. You see it under 37, go over. Now, big sample sizes here, 500-600 games, and a tested out profit. How crazy am I for coming up with stuff like this? And now you guys are saying, oh, is that it? Are you done yet? Well, you guys can make fun of me all you want. I'm cashing tickets in the desert. So when I'm counting my money out and, you know, leaving my $1 bill on the outside, leaving the big bills on the outside, giddy up. Yeah, when I'm doing that, you guys are going to be like, boy, I wish I had listened to Brad or I wouldn't have to eat these ramen noodles tonight.
I have a question.
Here we go.
Once gambling becomes legalized, are you still going to be cashing tickets out in the desert, or are you going to be cashing?
I'm cashing tickets down the road.
Tickets at the Red Mile.
Well, for 3 weeks at the Red Mile until we can put apps. We could get our apps on 3 weeks after that. Yeah, so the track, boy, by the way, that was a scam by the tracks. Like 3 weeks, we won all the action.
Yeah.
And then you can, then we'll have the apps because every other state, 99% of the action comes in from phones and the apps. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you think they are significantly more prepared to handle it. I know we drove up to Indiana right as it became legalized, and we went to an OTB. Those people were completely lost on week one, whereas had we been able to use an app, it would have been like beep, boop, boop, done.
That's the thing. A lot of those places in Indiana, I know, when they started, they didn't have apps. You still had to keep going in.
We drove up, like I said, across the river on a regular basis to make our bets.
Oh, you did. Well, thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I think this was before we knew you.
Oh, BB, like AD, before Brad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're comparing yourself to the one and only Jesus Christ?
Only when it comes to gambling.
Okay.
Otherwise, of course not. So there you go, folks. Those are your systems. Never been against the Ravens. They are money. When you see a total of 37 or more go under, 37 or less go over, and road dogs three or less, those are money makers in the desert.
I'm just saying, though, if you equate it to the Bible, Jesus took like two fish and a couple of loaves and turned them into hundreds.
Did he do that in the desert, too?
Via gambling. It probably was in the desert over in Jerusalem.
Bible scholar Beer Man over here.
The Dead Sea.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody knows the Dead Sea Scrolls had the lines for that week's game.
Over under on the Romans this year.
Fresh from the seminary.
I'm taking the Lions.
I've never been more insulted in my life.
You guys are awful.
And you know what? The good Lord above will punish you in his own way.
He's
I can
not
promise you that.
Punish me. He loves me.
Well, he loves me too. He loves all of us. But when it comes to gambling, the gambling gods are a little different maybe sometimes. So thank you both for being jerks while I'm trying to give people gambling systems to use.
You got your point across, Mr. Pontification.
Well, the only thing is I'm trying to help the people where you guys are just being selfish and trying to crack jokes. I hope you guys can look in the mirror and be self-aware and see who you people really are. Because let's just face it, I'm the Robin Hood of sports gambling.
Do you think these
from the
people
books and giving to the people
are going to take their preseason action all the way up to Indiana or Ohio?
Well, they could, Or they could get on the old computer and go to faraway places, which, you know, probably some listeners to this show, like myself, may be able to do. So why don't we just start looking at AFC divisions and see if we could find some winners there for futures? That way we can, when the when the red mile opens up, maybe we can
find ready.
All right, let's start with the AFC East. Buffalo Bills are a plus 120 to win this division. The New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, plus 270. By the way, do you guys watch Hard Knocks?
It starts
tonight.
Tonight.
You know who's on that?
The Jets.
The Jets. You think you're going to find anything with?
No.
You think he's not? Aaron Rodgers isn't going to give us any information.
No.
No. Beer Man or Dylan, are you still with us over there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Cover your butt with a feather. What? Particularly nice weather. What? Okay. Jets plus 270. Dolphins 3-1 with Tua, and the Patriots with Belichick 8-1. Beer Man, we'll start with you. Your thoughts on
you know, AFC. It's almost comical that this is the first one that you brought up because this is probably the biggest upset of a division that I do have.
Upset?
I love Miami to win this division.
Miami to win the division.
Over Buffalo, over the Jets, give me Miami.
So if you gave me some money and I happened to go over the border between now and September 7th, would you want me to maybe put some money on these for you?
I still have some long-distance sites.
In faraway places? Yes, exactly. Dolphins at 3-1 to win the division. Dead Air Dylan, who brought his legal pad of
you money. Know, I don't. This one is. I mean, it really is. It's a tough one. I mean, if you really want my personal opinion,
this could be the best division in football.
It could be. It could be.
I think we're going to talk about one next. But okay.
Time will bear that
yeah.
out. Because I mean, one of my favorite things about this time of year is all of the unknowns. Like, we're sitting here now, and before you know it, it's going to be week 14. And we're going to have so much more knowledge and information and data by that time. So it's just kind of fun to, you know, to be here and to kind of guess what's going to happen and how it's going to play out. I tell you, I really don't want the Jets to do well. I don't. I care less about the New York Jets, but I think they're going to be a big surprise this year. And I think the Buffalo Bills, everybody's kind of knocking them a little bit. I don't know that they're going to be that far down the list. A
lot of drama in the offseason, especially with Stephon Diggs. That never bodes well.
Yep, it's just like Arizona last year, right?
Absolutely.
Remember how good Arizona was going to be? Arizona was going to be good last year. And I sat here last year and said, nope, too much drama.
My thing with the Jets, their first six games are brutal. They start with Buffalo.
Yeah.
Their offensive line is probably the weakest that Aaron Rodgers has ever had.
Yes.
He's 39 years old.
And we saw how he did last year.
He takes a couple of hits. He could easily be out for weeks. Granted, same thing with Tua. But that's the reason I'm going with Miami in this go-round.
The Jets' defense is going to keep them in a lot of games.
They did last year with Zach Wilson. I'll give you that.
So your pick is?
I'll go Jets just because I don't want to take Beer Man's.
Miami, Jets. You going to give me Buffalo? Plus 120?
Yeah. No, we're going to give you whoever you want to choose.
I'm taking Buffalo. Are you kidding me? I got the best quarterback, and I got the best defense. So
no, you don't have the best defense.
No. Who's got the best defense?
Jets.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay. Well, little bucket of pride on that at the end of the year. Who's got the most points allowed? Bucket of pride. Same thing.
Whatever.
I'll take the best offense.
Okay. Well, I'll take the best quarterback, and that is Josh Allen. Despite what Stephon Diggs and all those guys are talking about. Yeah, I'll take Buffalo.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'll take Buffalo plus 120. Favorite this one. Yeah. Let's get to the real division, though.
Because I don't think Tua finishes the season. I really don't.
I disagree with that.
I know
he's I think that's why they ride it out.
Well.
I think he is going to be so protected this year.
Obviously, you disagree with it because
I think they are going to teach him this year, get rid of the ball. If you don't have it, it's your second one. Get rid of it. They're going to have an incredible defense with Vic Fangio. Their wide receivers are still the fastest in the league. They've added a couple runners. I think goal is going to be step back and go. Step back and go. Don't get hit at all.
Well, he's got the freak, and the freak gets open quick. So
yeah.
He's got the right offense for it. the right receiver.
And to me, the difference, honestly, is Vic Fangio.
Sure, but what's their running game?
They've got two pretty solid runners.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Who they got?
What's his name? Raheem Mostert.
Ah, Mostert, yes.
Always injured and old, yes. Jeff Wilson, Jr.
Jeff Wilson.
Yes. Maybe, okay. Keep going.
Miles Gaskin.
Miles Gaskin, well, there you go.
Miles sounds like a real winner.
Mm-hmm. Where did the running back from Philadelphia go?
Carolina.
Miles Sanders.
Carolina.
Carolina. Okay. Yeah, I don't, man, I'm not trying to pick holes in it. Any one of those three teams could be really outstanding this year.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I agree with that. I just have Miami slightly over Buffalo, a couple of games over the Jets, a couple of games over the Patriots.
A Filmways presentation. Go ahead, Brad. Next question.
What? Number two. Okay. Number two, when a line is 37. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. All right, so there we go, folks. All three of us differ on the AFC East. A good sign for people like me. A bad one for these two clowns. Let's go to the AFC North. Cincinnati Bengals, plus 150. Joe Burrow, can he win the division? Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, plus 235. Cleveland Browns, plus 380. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, who under Mike Tomlin have never had a losing record, plus 450. Dead Air Dennis, your thoughts on the AFC North.
Well, I don't know that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be this might be the first losing season for Tomlin.
You think so?
I think it could be, yeah. I just don't know.
Some of that action.
Yeah, I would too.
I don't know that Kenny Pickett's going to be the guy. Sorry. I just don't. I've seen him play. He makes some spectacular plays, and then he makes some not-so-spectacular plays. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, a lot of drama. A lot of quiet, you know, a lot of things not being said. And I don't, but they're always good. They're always going to contend. Cleveland Browns will be the surprise in the division, I think. I think they're going to be good.
You're in on Deshaun Watson?
I'm kind of in on him being good enough. They've got a new edge rusher opposite Myles Garrett, and I forget what his name is, but that defense is going to be solid. Okay. So, but yeah, I'm taking the Bengals.
Bengals, plus 150.
It's fascinating that the Bengals are going to be favored, as of right now, in every single game.
Right.
They're playing at Buffalo, at Jacksonville, at Kansas City. That's what I was looking up a minute ago. You talked about the drama that was in Baltimore. I felt like the drama got solved early enough that it's not that big of a deal. Lamar got what he wanted. He basically was like, send me more players. Boy, they went out and got some players. I like Cincinnati a lot this year, maybe even Super Bowl a lot. I'm going to take them to win the division, a game ahead of Baltimore. I like Pittsburgh third place in this division, and I think Cleveland finishes once again in the cellar.
Wow. Okay.
I like the moves that Pittsburgh made in the offseason, especially offensively.
So you both like the Bengals to win this division?
Barely.
Barely. I'm going with the Ravens. But I liked what you said about the Browns. I think this is going to be the toughest division in the league this year. I think you've got four teams, and I'm not going to say that Pittsburgh can win it, but I think they all could win it, especially the top three. I'm going to take the Ravens, Lamar Jackson here. And am I basing it on anything? They were good last year and probably could have made a run in the playoffs, and they didn't have Lamar Jackson at the end. And let's just face it, if you remember that playoff game with the Ravens and the Bengals,
sure.
Yeah,
the Ravens had that game.
They played the
right
Bengals.
There. And that fumble right on the goal line, that switched the entire league right there. And that could have gone. That was something that, you know, you want to call it a fluke, you can call it a fluke. I'm taking the Ravens with Lamar Jackson happy now that he has a new contract. So there you go.
Sometimes happiness and satisfaction don't lead to great on-field play, though.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But I respect what you're saying, and I very, very well remember the game between. But here's the thing: every AFC North game, when it's a division, is
tight.
You don't know who's going to win those games. Cincinnati will be favored in all of them. Maybe, probably, good chance. Doesn't mean a damn thing by the time when the game is kicking off. I mean, that's
For the longest time, the Bengals and the Browns were kind of, I don't want to say a joke in the division, but
yeah, no, they were
almost chalked up as
and for an even longer time, the Browns were.
Yeah. It is exciting to see this division where you're sitting there going, all right, the Bengals are playing the Browns. That's a tight one. The Bengals are playing the Steelers. That's a tight one. You know, the Steelers are playing the Ravens. That's a tight one. It's one of these divisions that you feel like in a different year, you know, the AFC's loaded. Well, you could see all four AFC North teams getting into the playoffs.
It's not unlike any other division. All of these teams are in various stages of their growth cycle, you know, and pay and salaries and, you know, the cap. You know, it's where are they with talent? Because there's a lot of new players on Pittsburgh to evaluate. There's
a lot on Baltimore.
And there's quite a few new acquisitions on Baltimore's team. So, yeah, man.
So, we've got
Brad, how's it going to play out?
So, we said Ravens over here.
You said Ravens.
You said, you guys both said Bengals. But I agree with everything that you guys just said about this division. There's a reason why divisional road dogs are so valuable out in the desert in the NFL. And it's basically because of what you guys just talked about this division. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the AFC South. Jacksonville Jaguars. -155, you say. Seems like a big price for a team that's really never won a whole lot. Tennessee Titans with Will Levis at quarterback. Kind of, sort of. +350. Indianapolis Colts, 6-1. And the Houston Texans with a new quarterback themselves, 8-1. Beerman, we will start with you. The AFC South, are you with the odds-on favorite of Jacksonville here?
You know, this is interesting because I remember sitting in this chair last year talking about this exact same division, and I think all of us are sitting there going, it's Indianapolis.
Yes.
I can't fathom all of us not saying it's Jacksonville this go-round. You know, I thought they made some great improvements at the start of last year, and I thought they just added to it. They've got the best quarterback in the division. I think they've got the best coach in the division. It's, you know, Jacksonville is kind of where you would want your team to be. I think they could be the number one team, the number one seed in the AFC this year, but not necessarily have the best team in the AFC. So, yes, I'll take Jacksonville.
I remember saying last year it was Colts and Eagles in the Super Bowl. I got close.
Yeah.
I got half of it, but the other one, well, it couldn't be more wrong.
Wow.
Dinner, Dennis.
You know, I struggle with Tennessee because so much happened to them last year in the season. I mean, losing Tannehill and then, you know, running out two or three other quarterbacks. I mean, they were impossible to evaluate at the end of the season. Like, what do they have and who's coming back? And so, you know, now they've got Derrick Henry still. I mean, God knows how long this guy's going to run, but he's impressive still. And, you know, and now they have a receiver, DeAndre Hopkins.
That was a real interesting get because you feel like Tennessee's rebuilding, and yet they basically got one of the best receivers in the game.
Sure.
Is he one of the best receivers in the game now, though?
Yes.
Well,
he's got some miles on him.
He's got miles on him, but he also had Kyler Murray throwing to him.
Tannehill. It was not even half the year.
Tannehill's a smarter quarterback than Murray, and a better throwing quarterback. He's got a better arm, better accuracy. He does. He does.
Without injuries is Kirk Cousins, which is, you know, a solid quarterback.
He's close to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But he had A.J. Brown for several years, and A.J. Brown became a star under Ryan Tannehill and Mike Vrabel. DeAndre Hopkins might still have a little bit more than we think he does. Let's face it, he hasn't really left a whole lot out on the field lately.
That's true. So you got a pick for this division.
So my pick is Jacksonville.
You ever see people, you know, when you're kind of at the end of your road, you know, and you're kind of at the end of the line, and you just want one more day in the sun. You just want one more. Mm,
give it to me.
Just one more, you know? It's like, just come on. I know I've had a great life. I just want one more dance.
I can taste it.
One more lap around, you know, one more victory lap to let the fans wave and cheer.
And?
This is the Titans.
Yeah.
This is the Titans.
All right.
Tannehill's a free agent after this year. Derrick Henry is a free agent after this year. I got, for my money, you can talk about the best coach in Jacksonville. I think Vrabel's a hell of a coach, too.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
No question.
I take that coach, a quarterback who's playing for one more contract, a running back who's playing for one more contract. I'm taking the Titans. Back against the wall kind of mentality. I like their coach. I can deal with their quarterback. I like the Titans to win this division. As We don't have to see Will Levis. That's a good thing, probably. So I'm taking Tannehill and Vrabel and the Titans to win
like
the division. Plus,
I like it. Yeah, I wanted to take the Titans. I really did, but I just something you know, popular opinion.
No, Jacksonville's
whatever.
The best team, and the reason why they're minus 155 is because the Colts and Texans are so far off the map.
Right.
They're so the Colts are not going to win this division, and the Texans are not going to win this division. They both have rookie quarterbacks. They're not going to win. So it's between those two. You know, I think it's more of a coin flip than Jacksonville minus 155. That's the only way I'm looking at this.
But yeah.
I'm not saying you guys are wrong about Jacksonville. Let's go to the last division we're going to touch on today. AFC West. Talk about a favorite. Now we got one. Chiefs, minus 165. Chargers, plus 340.
Whew.
Broncos, plus 550.
Oh.
And the Raiders, the biggest underdog in the AFC to win their division. At 12-1, Dead Air Dennis. Chiefs or the field? Who do you got?
Has Jimmy Garoppolo ever completed a season without an injury?
I think the year the Niners made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
That's right. Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, the year that he couldn't lead a team against a pre-vet defense down the field.
Yeah.
Against the Chiefs in that Super Bowl. Yeah, go ahead.
The Raiders are at the bottom of that heap for sure. This is an interesting one because all it takes is one injury to one guy, and we know who I'm talking about, and all of a sudden the Kansas City Chiefs don't look quite so shiny and sterling. Am I saying that Mahomes is going to get injured? Again, this gets back to what we were saying earlier. You can't predict injuries. Nobody knows. They're going to try to protect their quarterback, though. And Patrick Mahomes has been around long enough to be smart enough to not get injured, but that doesn't always happen either. So, I mean, for the money – I mean, I would definitely pick the Broncos. I just think that maybe there's something cooking out there. And Russell Wilson, again, back against the wall. You know, a guy that got made fun of a lot. Now, here's a downturn. He and his wife, Ciara, are expecting their third child. So, talk about eyes off the ball. I don't know, man. This is a tough one for me. But I'd kind of like to see San Diego do it as well. I've never been a big San Diego fan. Never been a big – Los Angeles, I'm sorry, Chargers. Yeah.
I was ready to pounce. I got it. I got him now. I got him one. Okay.
So, just give me Denver for the hell of it.
Denver for the hell of it, folks. Remember who's saying that. Beer man.
I think the Chargers have the best team in the division. And you want to sit here and think, Kansas City's got to have a Super Bowl hangover. They've been too good for too long. Even, you know, the Patriots slipped back a little bit, although I think they won the division just about every year except for one. Brandon Staley's a bad coach. I think the Chargers made a huge mistake by saying, even though he made the playoffs, when Sean Payton's sitting there saying, I'm ready to coach again, and you say to yourself, well, he made the playoffs, even though we barely made our way in with this great roster, I think you should have, behind the scenes, had people talking to Payton and saying, if we get rid of this guy, are you coming? And I think that's the move they should have made. Had they made that move, I would have told you the Chargers would have won this division. That being said, I'm going to have to stick with Kansas City. You know, Andy Reid is still, in my opinion, the best coach in this division, ahead of Peyton a little bit. I think Peyton gambles a little bit more than Reid does. I think the Chargers are going to eke into the playoffs again and potentially have another first-round oust.
So, Chiefs, division winners. Dylan, you took who to win this division?
Denver.
Denver, for the hell of it. You know what? Everything you said about the Chargers was 100% true. I can't stand their coach. And this all goes back to the last year of Marty Schottenheimer in San Diego, when they went 14-2, and they lost the playoff game because – they intercepted Tom Brady, but the guy who intercepted it fumbled it at the last minute, and then Tom Brady, of course, drove down the field and won. Then they fired the coach Schottenheimer after he went 14-2. I'm going to take the Chargers here, only because I just don't think that the Chiefs. Something's going to happen. I just think something's going to happen. It's like they're going to finish 10-7. Yeah, they're going to finish something like that, and somebody's going to fly up, and it may be Denver, and it might be somebody else. It's not going to be the Raiders, but it's going to be one of those other two, and just give me the better quarterback, which is Herbert. I don't like going against Sean Payton, but I don't like going with Russell Wilson either. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers here in a why the heck not kind of thing because I just don't want to take the Chiefs.
That's definitely one that I wanted to take. And, again, the only reason I avoided it was because of Brandon Staley.
I understand, and I could totally relate to that.
Yeah, I don't like Brandon Staley. They have kicker problems. They have for years. They've got. It's almost like they're a cursed team, if you think about it. If you go back the last 10 years and look at all of the different ways they've managed to lose games, it's really impressive. It's stunning. Whether it's just bad coaching and bad use of timeouts or kickers missing field goals, it's. I don't know, man. I don't disagree with you. I do think they probably have, Well, I know they have a great team.
Yeah.
They've got the talent.
Ever since the Ice Bowl, the Freezer Bowl at Riverfront Stadium, 1981 championship game.
Take me back.
Where the wind chill was 112 below zero, playing on a thin layer of turf above concrete, and the Bengals got to the first Super Bowl in franchise history against the Chargers that day. Ever since then, been downhill for the Chargers. Chargers made one Super Bowl in their entire franchise history. And it was probably they went into the Super Bowl and they
was that Stan Humphries?
That's true. That was Super Bowl the 94 that year. And the Niners were 17.5-point favorites in that Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yes. It's the biggest line ever in a Super Bowl. And in the desert, they covered the spread, the Niners did too that day. So there you go, folks. There is our look at the AFC divisions. A best bet in your divisions. Beer man. Best bet among the four.
Jacksonville's the best bet.
Jacksonville.
Who?
But not the, if you're looking to make money, I'm going Miami, but Jacksonville to me is the surest money.
Well, okay. We're all looking to make money. So it's just the best value on the board is
I have to agree with Beer Man. Oh, God, I don't want to do that. Yeah, I mean, just based on the division itself.
Somebody did some research in the off season.
Beer Man's got his back against the wall.
I'm taking Buffalo plus 120. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make some money off that. If it's plus money, so that's good with me. Buffalo is my best bet for the division. But I'm not shy about the Titans either. I think that's a good spot that the Jaguars might be able to. Mm-hmm. Might not be that 11-6 type team we think they are this year. So, yeah. There you go, folks. The AFC divisions. Next week, we will do NFC divisions, and we will recap Brad's huge winning week.
Betting, in the preseason.
Betting the preseason games while you guys are sitting at home wondering, how often do I have to have ramen noodles? Brad will be sitting at the steakhouse.
Nope. Send them to me. I've got some offshore money that I need to throw out there.
I don't have to send them to you. You can figure. You got to do some muscle on yourself.
Crap, I'm going to have to re-listen to this.
Road dogs, three or less. Oh, how hard is that? 37 or more, go under. 37 or less, go under. Or over. I don't know. Yeah, you got to re-listen to it.
Therein lies the confusion.
Yeah, there you go. And never go against the Ravens. How difficult is this?
So you're going to give up, you're going to bet the Ravens minus 6?
The Ravens minus 6?
You're going to bet the Ravens minus 6.
Ooh, I don't want to do that.
See? Yeah. Well, that's what you're saying.
Well, don't bet against them, though. I'm not going to take the Eagles plus 6 either. So there you go.
Guys, I apologize for burying the lead. I will be delivering my special Corgi Racing at Horse Tracks report next week.
What in God's name are you talking about?
The Corgis.
I thought it was Wiener Dogs.
No, it's Corgis? Corgis are in this year. Wiener Dogs are out.
Damn it. Do I have to talk about the side hustle? You guys don't want to hear about the side hustle?
And that brings our first podcast of the 2023 season to a conclusion.
You know, folks out there, if you're listening, I work really hard for the money around here. And these guys are trying to take money out of my pocket as we speak. We'll have more on the side hustle when it becomes time. So
it's not even tangible right now. Why would you waste our time?
I'm just saying, we're
just drop it. Just drop it. Just say, hey, man.
Right.
Side hustle. Two words for the future. Side hustle.
Two words for the future. Side hustle. Anyway.
There you go.
Any parting words, Beer Man?
I'm ready.
You're ready for?
Are you ready for some football?
There you go. Beer Man, or Dylan.
Cheers, beers, specials.
Well, on those parting words, thank you so much. Dylan, get us out of here.
What?
We've got to figure out a new sign off.
I know.
We don't have a Suck It Stivers anymore. No. What do we do now?
I don't know.
I'm not going to say thank you, Stivers.
We should do it. We should do it.
Do what?
Say thank. He voted for it.
He did, but
he changed
after, after he knew it was going to pass.
Well,
because he had already kind of done the math, because they do it. They do it alphabetically. He's coming towards the end, and he's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, this thing's going to pass. I might need to get on the right side here. Yeah.
For preseason week number one, live from Lexington, Kentucky. What's the preseason week number one is
You're
coming
right.
up?
Okay.
Yeah. Preseason week number one here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
Here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. What else?
We can edit this out, can't we?
Can we just delete the whole thing and never do this show again? Wait, we don't get paid by our sponsors?
Is it too late to change our minds about doing the whole season?
Let's just knock them out right now.
We're going to do this every week? Oh, God.
It's Thanksgiving, folks. Hey, gobble, gobble. Here we go. Oh, it's cold outside. Oh,
and the season's over. Congrats to the winners. Suck it, losers.
Congrats.
Thank you, Stivers.
Congrats to the winners, Buffalo Bills. There we go. Get us out of here.
Again.
Please.
Again. For Beer Man's Kevin Bishop and Brad Taylor.
Oh, you said his name?
Yeah, I said his name.
Oh, I didn't know we
it's
were
on
allowed.
The website.
My name is Dead Air Dennis. This has been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast for preseason week one.
So until the next time, as always.
Thank you, Stivers.
I hate this show. May the winners be yours. Side hustles for everybody.
You're just mad because you can't be bitter.
No, I'm bitter. You'll see. Thanks for nothing.